This podcast is brought to you from the Women's Initiative for Sexual Health Education. I'm Sukhman Walia, and today we'll be exploring the topic of pink tax and the impact it has on the accessibility of feminine care products and other female marketed items. Pink tax is not an actual tax, but the term refers to the increased price of women's products compared to the male counterpart product. Although they're merely identical, this is known as price discrimination. Price discrimination is a selling strategy where a business offers the same product or service to different customers at different prices. The seller bases the price on what they believe the customer will pay. Despite the introduction of preventative bills that have been introduced to prevent this, none have been passed. According to a 1994 analysis done for the Gender Tax Repeal Act of 1995, an act later passed by the California Senate, women were paying an average of $2,381 more a year than men for comparable goods and services. Because a woman earns 82 cents for every dollar a man makes, women are often more financially stressed than their male co-workers. Not only is the pink tax applied to women's hygiene products like women's razors, deodorants, and hair products, but also to young girls' toys and clothing, making this a larger gender discriminatory issue, which we will further discuss in depth in future episodes. In a 2022 Bankrate poll, the financial burden of these increased costs have shown a 46% of women report money negatively impacted their mental health. Throughout a woman's life, pink tax can add up to about an average of $188,000, according to the California Senate Committee on Judiciary and Senate Select Committee on Women, Work, and Families. In relation to healthcare, women typically require different medical services than men, such as urological exams, maternity care, and contraception. The costs associated with reproductive health, including contraception, pregnancy, and childbirth affects many women. In some cases, these services are not fully covered by insurance, leading to significant out-of-pocket expenses. In order to ensure that women have equitable access to affordable health care, addressing these gaps calls for campaigns as well as targeted policy. This includes removing taxes on menstrual products, expanding insurance coverage for women's health care services, and ensuring that medical research adequately addresses women's health issues. That's all for today on our introduction to what pink tax is. Thank you so much for listening. You can contact us at educationwish@gmail.com or through our Instagram if you have any questions or like to become a guest speaker on another episode.